Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all people. All people, tune in. You need to hear this. This is important. Hello. I'm organic. No, I'm not organic, okay? I'm not. I'm talk, dude. It's 4 o'clock on the dot. Please. You are listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. The show where we invite you to make a change. Make a big major change to the big grand scheme of things. You can do something. You can be something. All right. I'm talk, dude. Okay. And please, get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic. Organic, speak to us. Come on. Basically, tell us about the change.
Yes, it's immediate organic, okay? I want to tell you, I've been investing in the actual wealth that you have been allowing my space to embrace in an organic way. There's a lot of people that have been embracing me and been putting me in a place where my ideas are coming from the wealth and the residual space of, you know, creating. And this is the good thing because it's showing that it's going to alive and is able to be productive in those capacities of information. You know, how your day been going, comedian Tom Duke?
It's going all right. I want to basically make again, this show is brought to you by Organic OK. That's right. He's behind all this. He wants to get behind the change. It's a real thing. And once again, you're probably wondering, how do you make a change? How do I change? You can make a change.
I'm getting so locked to being trying to ask these people questions where you're not trying to live the actual, you know, inheritance of that experience. You can't always give everybody every answer every second when you're trying to figure it out. Like, you're not being realistic. You know, it's a place where people are learning from you, but you're making it seem like you just got to be a mannequin. You got to learn from some of what you're doing, and you got to have a place where it's resourceful, not just for you getting information, for them to actually give you what is working for them and what could be working for you. Because everything that they're doing may not be working for them, but it could possibly work for you. And you're doing it to the point where you're not being reasonable. To not even, you know, it's like being free. It doesn't mean you want to just take. It means give. See, you got to look at how you're saying. You're making it seem like you got to be a hostage. And it's just like, we want to be an emotional wedgie of people just taking information and not adding to that. Think about that. If someone was just taking from you and just taking from you and never gave you anything, how would you really feel?
Oh, yeah.
Right. My point. That's how you're making it feel. You make it seem like people just you make it seem like they're wrong by offering you something. Oh, that's wrong. No. Don't offer anything. You're just taking. No. Don't do that. Don't give me anything. I'm meant to see. Don't do that. Just take from me.
For God's sakes, all I was saying was...
Come on, I don't know that people don't think like that. You gotta realize every person don't think like that. Every person's not vulnerable. Every person's not open to change. Every person's not open to care.
Listening, I am making a plea to be open, to make change, to personally feel about basically making this a greater world. Isn't that what this show is about?
This show is like organic with no opposition from cross-determination taking over. That's what it is. And we know a lot of capacities is always essential to the rule and that do things that's totally against the grain. And it's key. You know that, right? But at the same time, do we truly know that there's people out there that's doing things against the grain in a way that is organic? all the things, get the best of people that are considered good. We are talking about, and you look at it, look at that. If you're the last person, that could be looked at as somebody leaving the party, and a person that's considered the important person leaving mysteriously under who knows what door or whatever. That's an important thing, but they make it seem, oh, finish last is not necessarily finish first, but sometimes first ain't always first. Sometimes first is the last. It's been a lot of ideas, right? When you're in a competition, you lead first and it happens. You're not the last person. The last person is the first person. So we got to understand how that works, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So important. Now, comedian, tough dude. Talk to them as you wanted someone to give you information. Well, there's people being delayed, taking their time, being distracted, being lazy, and doing all the things that when you really need it, they're not even involved. But when you don't need it, they're talking, so let me know. Let me know and tell people that truth are meant at this moment to hear your conversation. Don't forget it's people now, all the things you really want to say and tell people. Do that. Why are you sitting there on eggshell with people that don't really even, you know, see you as, but think about people that truly see you as something to listen to. Come on now. Let's talk to them.
The truth is what we need, okay. Make the first step and change with yourself. Tell yourself, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to do something important today. I'm going to matter. I can't.
For what reason? What reason are you really mattering? If somebody's telling you all the time, it don't matter. And
there's too much of that. Who cares? I've got my own problems.
Not
whatever,
only that.
Whatever. It's about basically taking a moment to see yourself and thinking, I want to live with a purpose.
So once you understand how so many people that use their wealth of information, it just throw you by the side and just compare you to things that doesn't even apply to you. Some things that are old are becoming more new because how the investment in the actual setup of what that is. Everything old is not old. Something old is becoming more and more because the value is the quality of what it is and who that person is and their mind and how their journey is taking them to another level. That's on the biggest scale. That's what it's supposed to mean. And once you realize that, it takes it to another level.
Yes, it's a thing. Look, you got to make that change. You got to make things better. You want to live with a certain sense of purpose. You don't want your life to be wasted. When you start getting on in years, you start to wake up and realize, am I doing something? Am I living with a sense of purpose? Am I making this life?
Yeah, sir. You're not getting off of work now. You sound like you get to yawn and sound like you're getting off of work.
I'm not yawning. What's wrong with you? You take a moment to say to yourself, have I done something? Have I done something that is of purpose, of value? And that's what the show is all about. The show is all about you out there deciding to make a change for that greater good. And now it's possible. Now first take a moment to tell yourself you can do it. It is a possibility. Tell yourself that life is a possibility. You don't have to stay in arrested development. You don't just have to get by and survive. Every day becomes about survival, you know? It can be more than that.
Yeah, go ahead. Listen.
Now take a moment. Say to yourself, okay, I'm good enough. I'm not just doing this for the rest of the world, which some people grow to hate. Some people hate the rest of the world. Some people hate everybody else. Some people just seem mad at the world. Some grow cynical and into themselves.
I'm like, well, you got to talk to people because they hear you say that. And now they're recognizing it. That's how it's about it. What they say, recognize it, how it's about it. It's all what to do with it.
You don't have to wind up like that. You don't have to be a person who is just eking by and basically grows to resent his life. You don't have to be a Scrooge. You don't have to basically truly become become misery in and of itself and begin to resent the fact. A lot of people who do this resent the fact that they're alive. They resent life, and they look forward to death. And in the end, they realize they made a mistake. It's all a waste.
What have you been listening to, man? Where you been getting that message from? You've been telling people these things. We've been hiding secrets.
You could be a person who enjoys life, who is basically a member of the human race, who has connections out there and is connected to other people. You can have a social life. You can basically be a person then who is doing something, who is doing things every single day, things that actually matter. It doesn't have to basically be you getting by. You can have happiness. You can be happiness. You can basically bring happiness to others. Once again, you can be happiness itself. You can say, I look forward to getting up every single day. I look forward to it. I get up especially early because I want to attack the day, and I may go to bed a little later than I should because I'm not in a big hurry to get to sleep. I'm not in a big hurry to crash and forget and escape life. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying it. And I'm going to spread more joy throughout the world. We can do it. We can do it now. Let's get back to the steps. The first step to being this individual that is joyous, that is enjoying life, that is going around spreading joy, is to realize that you can do it. The second joy is to give up your cynicism, that bitter sort of downbeat that says that life is just pain. To be the letting go of that mindset completely. Too many people live like this because life can be hard. They become hard-boiled. They become inward. They become within themselves. You don't have to be like this. People like that aren't happy. The third step, realizing what kind of change do I want to make out there? What kind of change? Do I want to build a business that will basically be functioning, that will basically, I don't know, employ a lot of people? It'll make me a lot of money. It'll spin off. It'll become a franchise. There'll be branches and whatever. It'll flourish, continue to grow and basically make me a lot of money. I'll be living life my way. Is this a possibility? Sometimes just being the kind of person that makes a lot of money can be bringing a lot of joy into the world, because by making a lot of money...
You must realize this. You must realize every time you reach the highlight of people's, you know, worry moments, and being to have these problems, you don't realize it. He don't realize it. He changes his life. As more he helps people, more relating to people out there, he can be talking to people. He's standing up the door. He's not one of the people who are doing it. He would be best to tell us more positivity in what he was saying. Doctor, do you realize that? You're not telling people lives you're changing. You're telling people lives you're changing from where you at.
Yes, but I still believe that basically if you flourish, you build a
and
business.
And truly,
you...
that is an amazing ability.
Okay, let me try to continue the show. Let me try to continue.
So tell yourself, we affirmed ourselves inside of the happiness of seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future. There's no coincidence. All the time that you've been battered, and we talk about this quite a bit. People ask, what is the battered thing? You know, battered, it's different levels to battered, right? Every person not battered the same way. And once we're understanding how this person learns, how this person thinks, we can not waste time on things that's not working effectively for that individual. And once we truly invest, the investment is going to pay off with the effort that we put forth. And that's so powerful.
Now, me personally, I believe that one of the steps to basically all that, to basically being the change for the future, take a moment and ask yourself, what do you think needs to be changed exactly? What about the world?
Well, do you realize that it makes life have so much more to take in places? And when you carry these things on, you're not sure of time. Oh, you carry problems, carrying, this kind of battle where your vacation, having moments where the luggage is becoming something other than just carrying a load or something that you're not able to enjoy. And this brings another satisfaction to the place. Because, oh, I like your outfit. Oh, I know you wear these things. I see you're happy. I see you seeing these kind of things. And start adding up this value system on what you're wearing or what you're not wearing. It realize how these things carry on another life within itself. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And you're watching. I hope you're watching. Make sure you're watching.
You're listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. It's 17 minutes after the hour. All right, I didn't want to interrupt you there with the 15-minute mark.
You got to interrupt me. You got to interrupt me. You got to interrupt me because that's the point. People got to know that time.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Please call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yeah. Think about that. Think about the moments you are finding unpeaceful things and the peace would so invest in holding you to the moment that would free your moments of peace. And you're sitting here thinking that you're going to go on eggshells. You know, you're on eggshells when you let them, or you watch your knee, when you got an egg, a hard-boiled egg. You crack it and you just put a little water on it and get the excess, eggshell off of it, right?
Yeah.
And when you start, some people put pepper, on their eggs, some people put a little salt and pepper, just some people do different things, What I'm saying to you is once you free yourself, don't you think about the moment that you found freedom and happiness? Think about laying in that actual place where you haven't seen a lot of times what has happened is truly is invested in showing you that just being in happiness, just that, it's like, that's the quality. Once you understand the quality, you start seeing other things present itself, and you don't have to even act, you don't have to even plan like you got to put the right things together. Because when you got the right measurement, things fall in place.
Yes. Now, take the steps. Ask yourself, what in this world needs to be changed? There's a lot of things that need to be changed. There is still prejudice in the world. There's still basically people who aren't really treated this day and age evenly. I know that bigotry has mellowed out. Thankfully, we live in a better time. But, it hasn't mellowed out as much as it should. There's still a lot of work to do.
See, the thing is, you're talking about this you kind of like, you like bougie of not being free. And that's one of the things. You got to redefine where you're talking about things that people are not necessarily going through the same opposition. It's like you're trying to tell your bully on how you, I didn't enjoy my life that well because you've been bullying me. And the bully's like, man, get out of my face with that. Now, if they change and they, somebody correct their problem, then, yeah, maybe they will appreciate what you're talking about. But if you ain't, if you're having not joy inside the fact of your peace, why are you trying to give other people your peace that don't actually value your peace? You create peace, and that's where your value system starts from. The unpeaceful things are the things that actually almost like cross-contamination. They're there to bring problems. You see? And when you're trying to talk to people from places they're not at, you can lose them in translation. You know what I mean? So don't try to talk to people like they're all just born in general and just like this. You try to, come on, man, it's not no intellect all moments that everybody identify with. Come on now. And that's the thing you try to do. It's like you undermining your ability because some people need that extra life. Everybody don't need that boring, dry humor that have just castrated them because it's you know, all that attention. No, and that's important that we recognize these things. Now, I'm going to leave you for a few minutes, and you express yourself, and I'll be back shortly.
Okay. Listen, there are real problems in the world. Racism is one, prejudice. So is unfairness. Just the idea that we're not all in the same boat. There are people who are basically really suffering. They're not going to eat tonight. They're scraping by. Now, you can be the one to basically make changes in all of this. You can make serious changes. A lot of you wonder, well, how? Get involved. Basically, get together with your fellow man. Take hands, not arms. Take hands and get together and make some serious changes. In America, we all need to be in the same boat in a lot of ways. In the world, we can basically make the first step by making positive attributes to this society. Another thing, we often basically...
Yeah.
We can often do...
And you will come to another place. And not all just guys cutting cakes, right? So...
Right.
When you...
This DC is like almost like cooking something, right? When you start smelling this art, I will cook it. And you smell it, and it's just giving you all your something, right? And that just gives you this, just like, when you're dealing with a natural order of, you know, life, it's so many components to it that allow you to get embraced and, you know, very, it's like, if you don't think that happiness can find you in places you surprise. You'd be surprised where
these moments find you when you're in a place where none of those moments come together.
Okay, May, I think we should all come together. I know we've been saying that forever. We've been saying that for the longest time, but there are little steps. Through baby steps, we can all come together. We can all be a little bit more united. We can find a way. We can recognize, identify the problems that are going on out there in the world and rectify them, cure them over a gradual process. Before we know it, we're going to be living in the ideal world.
Well, what is the ideal world, though?
Picture this for a moment. We're all friends. We're all brothers. We all basically, people can basically, they're not afraid to leave their doors. They're pretty much unlocked.
You
that they can trust people.
Everybody's getting this perfect world. I feel like I get a little, I feel like a wedgie of being annoyed. That is not what making people stay together. Like, the person that's peaceful is never, it's not never been a problem. It's the person that's unpeaceful that don't see what you're seeing.
Well, we're talking about changing those people.
Problem.
Those people need to change. They can be better. They don't have to spread misery around and be filled with misery. That is the point. They can be rectified. There is a possibility. There is hope.
And I was like, are you really evaluating what you're saying? Everything you're saying is so beautiful in a place. Someone like, if the Cupid truck will start rotating. Really. If a cement truck will start rotating, that cement would die. These things are in order for a reason. These are rotating moving for a reason. And you gotta understand what you're doing. What things are not fueling you because you're taking the same boring approach. And you're getting so bored out your mind that these things lose your interest.
Now, I think that... Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Okay. I think then the here and now that there is kind of hope. Look, you got to stay optimistic. Your heart can be filled with light. There are all these things out there.
Okay, what I need you to do is stop using these things that have never fueled you to be happy. These are approaches that are not making you happy. These are like seminar conversations, okay? I spend thousands of hours in doing seminars and speaking to engagements. And I'm telling you, every type of speaking engagement, no less you have the same formula to be successful. You can take somebody that don't know nothing about that formula and come into it and change the whole layers of what history has been conditioned to see. But you're trying to make things that you haven't necessarily seen and experienced have a more boring approach that's not working for you. I mean, if someone was 57 years old, depending on where it was from, and you heard them talk, you'd probably be bored, even if they was knowledgeable, because the way they're taking you, they're taking you to a long, detour approach. And every person don't understand or have an attention span that is staying there that long. They hear a long, boring speech. And you gotta understand that, man. You can't understand. I tell you this all the time.
The person you're teaching, they don't learn that way. Why do you keep trying to
Look, I'm trying to do a lot of things here. I mean, I know I'm making a lot of big, epic speech about self-improvement, but that's what the show is about. I'm telling you there are things out there.
At the same time, man.
I'm talking about making change for the future. I'm talking about making the change.
Especially working for you. And keep that.
You must understand these things. Lives have different lessons to be taught, and you must understand, as much as you try to understand those things, are you taking the best approach that's going to work for you properly? We only have a few minutes left.
I got two. Okay, I say, please, there is a change out there. You can be it. You can make it. You can make that change. Change.
What
is crying out for it?
What are you watching? You watching something almost like somebody. We had the lobby at the airport. Like you watching something with no sound, and you just guessing what they're saying. Is it sub? What you looking at? Is it subtitles? You know. Have you ever thought about what you're saying? Did you really like what you're saying? Do you truly appreciate things that you're valuing?
Of course I do. I'm trying to help basically people encourage the change. Basically, I'm trying to help people change to be for that greater good. We have a lot of other shows. Some are about personal, just self-improvement. But this is a show that is about making the world better, ain't it? Seeing the change of the past, seeing the change of the future.
But the world have, you look at the world like the world is basic. The world got different personalities. I mean, you go to different parts. You can just go to different parts of your city or different parts of your state. You see a lot of different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK. Stay tuned to the next episode next week. We've been talking to my co-host, Tom Dude. Thank you, and talk to you later. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Remember, you can pick up all our shows, all of them, on the web, on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Now, I encourage you to do so. All right. Now, we'll basically contact you at around a half hour at the same time next week, next Thursday. Thank you, and good night.